Yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Attorney General William Barr discussed what he views as, quote, the bottom line of the Robert Mueller investigation. He said, yes, the Russians meddled in the 2016 elections. Not cool, Putin. He didn't say that. That's in my personal commentary. But no, they did not receive help from the Trump campaign. Now, the report is 448 pages and contains 865 redactions. Among other things, it claims President Trump thought his presidency was, quote, effed when the special counsel was appointed, and that the infamous P-tape was probably a hoax. I don't know who has time to read 448 pages. I have a hard time reading to kids when we go to schools, and those books are like 15. But have fun. If you're into that, read it. Learn, do things.
Yeah, long story short, no collusion, which is good no matter what, because you don't want a president that's doing anything like that.
And
so
I need to read more, too, because I read one other article, too, and everybody's got an angle to it, saying that he could actually face some legal stuff when he's not president. I don't know. That'd be weird to see a president get in trouble when they're not president. So we will see what happens with that, but hopefully we can move on and see what else is happening. Yay, election season's just around the corner. A 65-year-old woman from Gainesville, Florida, was not playing. She was able to stop an intruder attempting to break into her car. Oh, this woman's my hero. Her name is Clarice Ganey. She heard a noise outside her apartment. She grabbed her baseball bat and she went up to the man and, well, she kind of took care of business.
He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing. So I grabbed my bat. I braced myself. I eased the door open. I took that bat and hit him upside down. Hi-ya!
That's right. That's how I take care of people. Oh, you got a problem, pork chop?
Hi-ya! He's a owl!
Yeah, that's right. Owl all day. So good for her.
She should start teaching the self-defense class. It's awesome.
Should have just had a gun, but I'm glad she can swing a bat. I wonder if she's a lefty or righty. Okay, Liv.
Yeah.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Pork chop.
Yeah.
Do not repeat this. Just listen and laugh because I don't want us to get in trouble. You know how people usually pull pranks on TV stations or at sporting events where they put a birthday up on the board, but it's kind of like Bart Simpson pulling a prank with what the name really means or says. They're hoping the person will read it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a TV station fell victim to this birthday prank in Little Rock, Arkansas. They wished happy birthday to E. Norma Stitz. So I am going to play the audio for you, and you tell me what you hear.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman.
So you say that fast.
That's hilarious.
Things can get awkward.
I get it.
I would be just like her, like Ron Burgundy, like, San Diego, go blank yourself.
Yeah, like see more butts or whatever.
Yes. So I think that's kind of funny. And how about this? A new survey found Easter candies that people love and that they hate the most. The ones we love the most, anybody want to put a guess on the number one Easter candy?
Reese's eggs.
We got a winner.
Knew it.
What about the chocolate bunnies?
See, those are overrated, by the way.
No, I don't eat those.
The top ones are the peanut butter eggs and the pastel colored M&Ms.
Those, I will say, there's something different about pastel-covered M&Ms.
I think they're worse.
They hit different. No, they're better.
They hit different. What do you...
Wow.
Give me another hit of that pastel.
They hit the taste buds, like, different. It's like,
I think you might have a point to that because
good.
Those Reese's things, I think they're more peanut buttery around
those
Easter.
Those are definitely more, but
they taste better.
They're bigger. They're thicker.
Well, I like it bigger and thicker, so that's what I prefer. And how about this? The ones we hate the most. What do you think the number one thing is? Marshmallow Peeps.
Yep.
And generic jelly beans.
Oh, jelly beans, I am not a fan of.
I like
of.
The Starburst jelly beans. Those are fire.
To me, that's just Starburst, though, in another form, though. Like, that doesn't
know,
even deserve to be called
amazing.
A jelly bean.
I'm, like, nervous to see what my mom's going to put in my Easter basket because I can't have any dairy this year. And that's, like, everything that normally goes into an Easter basket. It's, like, everything's, like, chocolate.
Listen, if Jesus could rise after 3 days, I think you could push your lactose tolerance one day and see what happens.
I think there's going to be a lot of Sour Patch Kids and a lot of Twizzlers.
He has risen, she is sitting. That's what's going on there. And let's go to sports. Dun, 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 dun. The Pacers take on the Celtics tonight. Boston leads that series 2-0. I hate to say it. I think that the Pacers might get swept. It's not looking good.
No, I don't think they're going to get swept. I definitely don't think they're going to get swept. I feel like if they're going to win a game, it's going to be this game. This is the first game in Pacers territory. I mean, downtown Indy is going to be electric tonight.
No.
Oh, it's going to be electric. You are missing a big night to Uber.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, my friend.
I'm going back up
north for Easter.
And well,
maybe you shouldn't leave.
That they win and there will be more playoff games.
Yeah, for when I come back.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? One team I think will sweep. The Rockets taking on the Jazz. They lead that series 2-0. So yeah. they'll play Saturday night.
And they've beat them like by 20 points both nights. Yeah. And James Harden just every game is more on fire and more on fire.
It's something, you know, guys with beard, usually they excel at things.
Liv,
why don't you excel radio?
Well, actually, you know what?
Weird.
I feel like I do. Kidding. Maybe if you grew your beard out, we would do better.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, ladies, quit getting those waxes.
What are the odds that the Pacers and the Rockets play each other in the finals?
Very, very slim. Like, it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
No offense, I don't think the Pacers are going to make it to the finals. And the Rockets do have a chance, but they play the Warriors next. And obviously, everyone thinks the Warriors are going to win the title. So that's like the hardest team to go against.
You are so
we'll
good
see.
At sports.
Yeah. Well, there goes all your Uber money. Sorry, bro. And today, special day is Good Friday. If you are a Christian and believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he was killed today on the crucifix. And it's also a good day if you like stanky stuff. It's National Garlic Day.
Ew.
And Pork Chop, the drink master himself. What do you think about today being National Amaretto Day?
Oh, that's good.
You
mix
that?
It in some coffee. Like, you know, DeCinero, Amaretto, or whatever. It's like a...
Di Serona?
Yeah, Di Serona, whatever the heck it's called.
Worked at a bar and you don't know anything.
Looks like.
He's a faker.
It's like a small.
You spin the cap on.
You are so good at drinks.
Oh, my God. It's only in the beginning of the show, everyone. This is how good things are going. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out. Everything you might have missed, you can go online and see it at joeandalexshow.com. Here's what just happened. Liv was this old lady coming up to you.
Hiya!
Yeah, she just kicked your butt, dude. I'm sorry about that. Check it out, joeandalexshow.com.
Hiya! He's out!